pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In studying the dispensations that God has given us in His Word, we discover that it's how man works with God and how God works with man. We see that through the study of dispensations that the Bible is clear as to what is going on during each dispensation. Right now, I'm looking at dispensation number 7, which is the tribulation period. And specifically, we've been looking at the trumpet judgments of God. And I'd like to read Revelation chapter 9, verses 7 through 11. And we've seen how that there are certain things happening here that is beyond our comprehension. But it's not beyond the comprehension of God, and it's really something we can understand as we get into His Word. He unfolds this to us. And in fact, Revelation means, it means revelation. It means to reveal. So He wants to reveal things to us as we get into the book of Revelation. Some people, I believe, are afraid to study the book of Revelation. They don't believe they can understand it. They don't think that it's something that we should be looking at. But the whole Word of God is given to us. It's for our benefit that we as Christians look at the entire Word of God. It's also to the benefit of the unsaved person, that person who has never come to a saving knowledge, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. It does not say just one specific place is profitable, does not say one specific place will lead to salvation. I believe it's the whole book. Now, I realize that we have certain scriptures that we use and we point out as save people to a person who needs to be saved, such as for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But as we study the whole book, we find this all through there. We look at it, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the entire Word of God, if I could put it that way. We read and we let God speak to us, either as a saved person or an unsaved person. We let God speak to our hearts. Now, as a man, I can say a lot of things, but God, when he, and it may not mean a lot, but when God speaks, we need to listen. And when God speaks, it means something. And when a preacher stands, if he's standing there just to give his thoughts and he's wrong, he needs to give the thoughts of God to the people of God and to the unsaved people of this world. And the way he gives the thoughts of God to the people is to read the Word and give out what the Word says. And that's what we're doing right now. We're studying the dispensation of the tribulation. Revelation chapter 9, verses 7 through 11. It says, "And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared into battle, and their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold." Now, what we're looking at here is something that has taken place back in verses 3 through 6 of Revelation chapter 9. Let me read those verses so it'll be clear. "And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power." And this is a judgment of God taking place now. "And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads." In other words, these people who are not saved, they're going to be tormented. Verse 5 says, "And to them it was given that they should not kill them." That's these locusts coming out of there. "But that they should be tormented." This is the men, this is the people without the seal of God, and that is being saved, that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. Can you imagine that? People trying to kill themselves and they can't even die? This is a terrible time that's going to take place. And why anyone would want to go into that and enter into the tribulation is beyond me. A person needs to get saved and be ready to go to heaven when Jesus comes back for the rapture of the church, to catch the catching away of his people right now during this dispensation, which is the dispensation of the church. And then the dispensation of the tribulation starts after the rapture, after the body of Christ is taken up. That's us, people who are saved. So a person living today needs to get saved. And not only to get out of the tribulation, or not going into the tribulation, but to stay out of hell. The Bible says, where the worm dieth not, there's not going to be an end of suffering for anyone who goes to hell. But I believe the main reason a person needs to get saved is because of the love of God. That person needs to love God. The way we love God is by accepting his Son, Jesus Christ. He loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God loved us. So why don't we get saved? Why doesn't a person get saved? Because of love. And then, as if I could use the term, as a byproduct, staying out of hell and going to heaven. It's so good to know Jesus Christ as Savior. And one day we're going to see him personally. Well, Revelation chapter 9, verses 7 through 11 continues about these locusts now, that they are going to cause people much pain. Those people who have never trusted Jesus, that is, those people living in the tribulation period, who have never trusted Christ. Now, people who have, there will be people saved in the tribulation, and those people are not going to be bothered by these locusts who have a sting like a scorpion. Notice, and the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses, prepared unto battle, and on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. This is enough to strike terror in the heart of someone. And notice verse 10, Revelation 9 goes on to say, and they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men for 5 months. This is the hurting men. This is the people who have never trusted Christ. Verse 11, Revelation 9 goes on to say, and they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath its name Apollyon. Well, Abaddon, Apollyon, if you translate that, it's destroyer, the destroyer, or destruction. And to get just a little better idea, Abaddon is destroying angel, if we could see that. And Apollyon is a destroyer. In other words, Satan. Satan is in charge of all sin. He's in charge. He's in charge of every bad thing that comes into a person's life, and every bad thing that comes into this world. Satan is in charge of that. Well, what we've read here in verses 7 through 10 of Revelation 9 is the demonic locusts are described. And in verse 11, it says a king called Abaddon, Apollyon, the destroyer, is revealed. And now we go into Revelation chapter 9, verses 12 through 19, and we see the sixth trumpet, God's judgment. Now, announcement before the sixth trumpet sounds is in verse 12. Notice this. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men. Well, the four angels that we read of in verse 14, the four angels of death are loosed. We read this in Revelation chapter 13 through 15, but notice this now in Revelation chapter 9, 16 through 19. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. And I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was the third part of men killed by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone, which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. Well, it's sad that those people who lived during that time, those who have not trusted Jesus Christ, as at least some of them are going to die this way. And one of the saddest things is they're going to go to hell. They'll be taken immediately and cast into hell. Well, of course, later on we keep studying, we see how that hell is cast into the lake of fire later on. This is where the devil and the Antichrist and the false prophet are going to be forever. But sad part of it is men and women who do not trust Jesus Christ as Savior, that's where they're going to be as well. But during this time of the tribulation, according to Revelation 9, 16 through 19, we see that the third part of men are killed. These men would be those who have never trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior. They're taken, they're killed, and they're killed by fire, by smoke, and by brimstone, which issued out of the mouths of these horsemen. And once again, it's so sad that people will not trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior right now to receive Him. And let Him take them to heaven one day. And let Him rescue them out of this torment before it even happens. Well, we see in those verses, chapter 9, verses 16 through 19, an army of 200 million. And their horses kill a third part of mankind. Remember, we read here in verse 16, and the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. This is actually 200 million. 200 million of these things going about killing people, and one third will be killed of humans during that time. Well, God is so good to us today. He's given each of us, saved and unsaved, such great privileges. For the unsaved, that person who has never trusted Christ, the Bible says He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The Bible says also that God is long-suffering toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Well, He was long-suffering for me. It took me a while to understand that I needed a Savior, and thank God I understood it, and I received Jesus as my Savior. Well, God is long-suffering toward anyone. He wants everyone to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But God's long-suffering one day will end. He will say it's time. And that person who has not trusted Jesus Christ will die and go into a devil's hell. So now is the time. Today is the day of salvation, the Bible says. Now is the accepted time. Right now, we don't have the promise of tomorrow. So that person who is unsaved needs to do it now. Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Turn. That means to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, not wanting or trusting in anyone or anything else in order to go to heaven. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.